Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks and our producer, Cal Hunter. We have Todd Kunin that is away. He has a J-O-B, apparently. He said he's got work to do for a J-O-B. I don't know what the J-O-B
is. Oh, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah. I have to work this weekend
sure
for my
does.
Job.
Whatever.
He has a trial. I mean, a trial to prepare for. I mean, come on. You know, just walk up there and wing it on Monday. You know, I'm not quite ready and prepared, but I was ready for Radio Law Talk when I...
Your Honor, I wish I could help you, but, you know, I got this radio show.
I didn't have time to prepare. May I move for a continuance? I'm sorry, client. I don't have time for you. I'm busy at Radio Law Talk. Well, I miss you, Todd. Good luck on your trial coming up. Yep. We appreciate you. It's the 26th of April, 2022.
It's the 16th.
I mean, the 16th. Did I say 15?
You said 26.
Oh, well, close enough. You
know, 16,
that's next week.
26,
10 days,
yeah.
10 days? Up, 10 days off.
Yeah.
16th of April.
All I know is tax deadline is day after tomorrow, the 18th, right?
Stop. Stop.
I already did that.
Stop.
I'm all good.
I wish it could stop. I took all my taxes into my tax preparer. She looked at me and said, "Who are you? Where's Cal?" These are way too early.
That's exactly right. It's usually the day before. I really feel sorry for accountants. I really do. I know a number of them are accountants. It's like they work 24/7. And, you know, in our family, those of you who don't know us, we have lawyers. My son-in-law is a lawyer. Excuse me. My son is a lawyer. And my other son, we've been trying to get to become an accountant. And he said, "No way." I said, "We don't need another lawyer in the family. We need another accountant. We need an accountant." He's going to law school. It's like, doggone it. How do I get an accountant?
I have good news.
What?
My grandson and his lovely bride are both interns right now at Deloitte & Touche in Salt Lake City.
Oh,
they are going to be CPAs.
They are smart.
Nice.
As a man.
Isn't that great?
Man, there is a shortage of accountants anyway.
Yes, number counters.
So when you're here listening to us at Radio Law Talk this morning, just know that you're going to enjoy it. It's pre-tax day. Put your feet up. Those of you preparing taxes, just listen to us while you're working on your taxes. We're going to entertain you because this is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. And what you're going to like about today is not only the case or no case, but it's back in the news, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Oh, boy.
And we will take a full hour, this full hour of our three-hour, 9 to noon Pacific time show will be live about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. There are so many things to talk about. And I'm going to throw it out once again. And we do this every time we talk about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. They need to sit next to me and let me help them settle this. Because it's doing nothing but throwing mud at each other. And it's going to... I'm telling you, though, it makes good radio. I'm telling you, it's lucky for us it makes good radio. We're also going to talk about Lori Vallow.
Wow.
Innocent until proven guilty. I always say that, but if you don't know what that's about, just hold on. We're going to talk about the Parkland shooting jury that they're trying to choose, and I'm telling you another, wait till you hear this. Just remember these two words, sugar daddy. Now, we're not talking about Cal. Remember these two words.
My wife
sugar
would agree.
Daddy. He's... Cal's the sour daddy.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about Tish Cyrus and Miley's mom and dad are getting a divorce. So we got our family law attorney here to talk about
you the divorce. You mean achy, breaky heart guy is leaving his, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there's probably a few achy, breaky things going on, but I don't know. We're going to talk about that. And then we got Twitter. How could you not talk about Musk and Twitter? You know, I've been trying to figure a way around not talking about that, but you just...
I love it.
You just have to talk about it. And I love the dynamics of what's going on, because doggone it, you know...
It's rare what's going on.
No, super rare, but the darned, Twitter's board better be careful, because they have to do what's best for the stockholders, and they have to entertain everything, whether they agree or disagree with it. I think there's going to be lawsuits flying everywhere.
For sure.
I mean, stockholders are going to start suing like crazy if he offers a bunch of money. Now, we could always, look, we're going to get into this, but I'm telling you, but there's always the option of, hey, we did it on purpose to make someone else come in and bid higher, right? You never know. So it might be a smart thing.
They got the poison pill, they got the shill bidder, or they got someone who really wants to take a platform and make something truly democratic, small d, out of it.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, we're going to find out, but we're going to talk about that. But what we're here for is to give you one thing and one thing only, and that's we're going to give you disclaimers. All right. I got you, Cal. That's mean.
Okay,
Cal,
hold on.
I got you. That was me. Just hold on.
Stand by for disclaimer music. Here we go. Okay, go.
I'll tell you, those of you who haven't joined us before, that's Cal. That's. I always roll that in to get ready for our case or no case, but I want to talk about disclaimers. Okay, listen. This is very important. Remember, we're not giving you legal advice. Remember, seek local counsel. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. The only time you want to use us as advice or as an authority is when, Denise? During what time period?
When you're around the kitchen table you have a little bit of an argument with your in-laws, and your mother-in-law says, they say, and what do we say? We say, counter, they say, with, well, Radio Law Talk says.
That's the best way to use it. That's exactly right, Denise. All right, Cal, roll case or no case. I'll let you do it.
You sure? All right.
Yeah,
I've got it. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case. Daniel lives in a fairly nice part of town. He's 82 years of age and a retired engineer, and he likes to tinker. Cars, appliances, you name it, he likes to work on it. A neighbor two houses down did not like the Volkswagen bus in Daniel's fenced backyard, and he called the city code enforcement people. They came running, and they decided that Daniel was out of line. They said, that Volkswagen looks like it doesn't run. Daniel insists it does. So they decided to issue a remediation order and a fine. Daniel appealed to the city, and the city persisted. In fact, they decided to put his paid-for house into receivership, take it away from him, and of course to keep multiplying the fines, which are now over, listen to this, over $500,000. There's no way Daniel can pay that without maybe selling his house, and he said, I'm technically in compliance. My yard is fenced. Nobody can even see the car. The car would run. He fired it up to them, proved to them that it would start. But the fines, like the hits on Casey Kasem's American Top 40, just kept coming. And the threat hanging over his head as a homeowner persists. He feared losing his home, so he decided to go to a lawyer with his paltry savings in tow to see if he can stop the madness and see if he has a case or no case. Fred Penny, does he?
Yeah, let me talk about something before we get into that case or no case.
Sure.
Let me tell you, the most important thing here that you said, Cal, is that VW bus.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, if it's a, like, pre-70s bus...
Well, it's not a Vista with all those windows or anything.
No, if it's like a 60s or early 70s VW bus, he's going to have plenty of money, because those things are worth money. those 1960s VW buses are worth money.
Fair point.
I'm telling you, and they should be walking out there going, whoa.
Maybe the city should just take that.
Take that, I was going to say, or at least say, wow, that's a beautiful bus. Well, when we come back, I'm going to comment on this case that's very interesting about the VW bus that I'm going to assume is in the 60s or early 70s and worth money. Denise and I will battle it out, and Todd will lose points because he's not here. We'll be right back.
Yeah, hopefully it's not one of those old Vanagons that nobody cares about anyway. So we will have the answer to case or no case and more coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. And we thank you so much for turning on your radio and listening to us. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny & Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny & Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to PennyAndAssociates.com or call 800-616-4255.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And now it's time to get back to Radio Law Talk. Here is Fred Penny and also Denise Dirks.
You know what's interesting about this case or no case it's so off the wall. I mean, it's so crazy. I mean, the first thing you think automatically, knee-jerk reaction is, that's ridiculous. The guy is going to win this case, and the city is doing wrong, has wronged him, and so is the neighbor. That's just your knee-jerk reaction. That's the problem with Cal's case or no case, huh, Denise? Is you just, if it's just what you think normal, that just can't be the case, because otherwise he wouldn't pick it. It'd be too boring.
It reminds me of a case, though.
I know it does. No, but I'm going to get into what I'm going to answer. But that isn't that true that we have to think about Cal? True.
You have to think. You have to like unravel his raveled brain.
That's exactly right. So here's the thing. The answer is it is a case. Okay, it is a case. The question is if he won against the city, then I would say that's just too simple. So I'm going to say. I think what's happening here, Cal, it's still going forward. I don't know. I can answer. The answer is the city's winning or going to win, but it's still going. I think it's still going forward. But that's just ridiculous that just a little bus that's parked there can be an eyesore. I don't get that. So, case, and it's still pending.
And it's interesting that. And people, when they hear this kind of thing, they go, is the city really that broke that they have to go after a guy's house? The answer is, in this particular community, the answer is maybe. Go ahead, Denise. What do you think?
Don't give us the answer just
yet. No, I'm not giving you the answer.
No, I wanted to give us the answer because we can beat Todd.
Well, I got an answer to beat Todd.
Where's Todd?
Okay. This is the answer.
Okay.
He does sue. And he actually gets his money back, or he doesn't have to pay, and they can't take his house because it's a violation of the Eighth Amendment of the United States Constitution that prohibits the federal government from imposing excessive bail, excessive fines, or cruel and unusual punishment. And that also applies to the states through the Tenth Amendment. Right?
That is fascinating, Denise.
Isn't that intelligent?
What a great response. I love that.
That means Cal's got a nail.
Yeah, he is. That means that made too much sense.
So, all right, so what is that,
Denise? Well, Fred says a case.
I said it was a case.
And
he wins.
Denise says case, and our man wins, the guy with the Volkswagen
Daniel,
bus in the back. Daniel, right.
82 years old.
Yep.
You know, he threw that stuff in, though, Denise. The Daniel and 82 makes it sound like everybody wants him to win. Cal, this is very interesting. I'm ready for a bomb to drop. It seems so off the wall. I mean, so crazy. Go ahead.
This is a fascinating story. And, by the way, it is a true story.
Yes, a true
And
case.
It is a case.
Nice. Denise, we nailed it.
Still unresolved.
After
7 years, Daniel says they come over. The city comes over. He shows them that he's in compliance, and he said, and then they find something else and write me another violation. He said it's like I literally cannot win with these people. No matter what I do, they come
That's
out there
sad.
And try to make it
That's
worse.
Sad the government's doing that to him.
And so here's my question: is the city of Sacramento, California, so broke that they keep trying to take an old man's house? Well, apparently they have more than 90 houses, according to the Sacramento Bee, in receivership, where they have gone and taken over the houses and said, you know what? Our receivership fines can run up to $25,000 a day.
So is it still at the trial level?
He's still fighting, and the city's still fighting back. It's a sad story, but one thing that we know that it is...
A case.
Case or no case. Next hour, I'm going to take you into the kitchen where you can slice and dice our case or no case. And that's it for this hour, Fred and Denise.
855-LAW-RADIO. Denise, what's the phone number? 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to call in.
It's 855-529-7234.
If you want to call in and have an opinion about that cute little 82-year-old man in Sacramento that's getting beat up by the city, look, call in and we'll talk about it. But doggone it, I know there's always two sides to the story, but you know what?
Can you leave old people alone, please?
Alone.
Goodness sakes.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there's, there's got to be something else.
There is. The place is kind of a mess by comparison to the neighbors.
Right.
But still, it's his life. Can we just let people live their lives when they're 82?
Well, or have him cover it up with big fences and so you can't see it. I don't know what's going on over there. Maybe we should walk down there, Denise. And sounds like he's got a lawyer already. So.
But I think he does. want to bring up Denise's argument about the Tenth Amendment. Come on, man, that's great.
There you go, Denise.
The Eighth and the Tenth.
Eighth and Tenth. I love that.
All right. Well, we're going to talk. If you want to follow us on social media, it's RadioLawTalk.com is our website. You can see all. You can listen to any of our former. I'm calling them our live shows that turn into podcasts. We're on Instagram, Radio Law Talk. Email us at info@radiolawtalk.com because a lot of this is replayed. Our show is replayed on Sundays or Mondays. So we're going to talk about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Now, look, everybody that's out there, put your seatbelt on or sit down, put your feet up. This is a long, drawn out, but very, very interesting trial. And Denise and I, as we came in, we were just shaking our heads going, wow, this is something that's going to happen. So, Denise, do you want to step back and Amber Heard and tell a little about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, what happened? There was one trial that occurred in England, just a general overview, that Johnny Depp lost against the Sun, which is like the Inquirer, right? Go ahead.
What is this? That's what a long, strange trip it's been. I just wanted to play that for the trial. It's been a long, strange trip, has it not?
Oh, long, strange. Oh,
little Grateful Dead bounce mic there for you, just to cheer you up.
Yeah. Cheer up. Okay,
Johnny Depp sued the Sun because
right.
the Sun did a piece where they called him a wife beater. And if you guys have heard anything about Depp and Amber Heard, what you know is that when their marriage ended, Amber Heard got a restraining order against Johnny Depp, and then they resolved everything. She got $7 million, and they came out with a joint statement saying there was no domestic violence and there was no allegations of domestic violence for monetary gain, and, you know, all this kind of stuff came out. So
stop on the domestic violence thing.
Yes.
So not that domestic violence. I mean, on the...
wife beater.
No. She got a restraining order. Just because you can get a restraining order without the other side saying anything, so it can be immediate, and that doesn't necessarily mean that all the courts are saying is stay apart right now. Correct.
Well, it's a temporary restraining order is an order that restricts conduct, right?
Right.
And it can be criminal in nature.
Mm-hmm.
So what she and anybody can get one if they say the right allegations.
Right.
But it's under penalty of perjury, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could be if you don't tell the truth, it could be perjury.
Good.
So all you have to do is allege what's called a prima facie case. That means enough facts for you to be
all
able
right,
to
we're
prove
gonna,
the case.
Yeah, we got to come back to this, right, Cal?
Yep, we'll take a quick break.
Announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar for or...
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in the southern Ukrainian city of Mariupol say that Russian troops are preparing to lock down that city and filter out its male inhabitants. An advisor to Mariupol's mayor posted to his social media on Saturday that the occupying Russians are set to ban the residents' movement across neighborhoods starting on Monday and will pull its male population into forced labor or military service. The report coming as Russian forces are said to be preparing for a major ground offensive in the Donbas region. More than 5,000 people have been evacuated as a wildfire rages through southern New Mexico. The fire broke out Tuesday near the village of Ruidoso and has since killed two people and destroyed around 200 homes. Fire officials say the blaze has burned through more than 6,000 acres so far and is 0% contained. And Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has become the latest politician to announce that he's contracted COVID-19. In a statement Friday, the 75-year-old first-term Republican announced that he'd been experiencing mild symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Where's Todd?
Are you serious?
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
We're back talking about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, and Denise was given a brief overview as to a case that actually happened in England where Johnny Depp sued the Sun, which is like the National Enquirer that would be in the United States, about stating apparently Johnny was going to be an actor in a movie, and they said, why are you using that wife beater, you know, or something like that. And so the case went to trial. And it was a judge, right? Go ahead.
It was a judge trial in England, and the judge found that there were three acts of domestic violence that Depp had actually perpetrated on Heard, and by making that finding, him being called wife beater was not a lie. So truth was a defense in that case for the Sun.
Right, and so that's what, or at least that's what the judge held.
That's what the judge held, right. But it also went up to the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals denied an appeal.
That's right.
So it wasn't, it went so far as the Court of Appeals. It did not go higher than that.
So, but that's not going to be admissible in this case. They can't bring that up. I don't think they
Well,
can.
It's not binding on this court because you, the...
Nor admissible.
You don't think it's admissible either?
No.
What, why wouldn't it be admissible?
I think it's, well, there's a 352. What's the probative value? You can't, that means you have to retry that whole case again in this trial, right? They won't bring up that. I don't think a judge is going to allow any of that in. We're not at that point yet, right?
Yeah.
But doesn't mean, Denise, they can't bring up the testimony that was there. And what I'm saying is whoever testified there and what they said will probably be the same testimony in this case. case. So, anyway, we're here. This is a jury, though, sitting. We have a jury sitting in this case. I believe it's a jury.
It is a jury. Yeah. And the other thing is that there's been a lot of pretrial motions that Johnny Depp has actually taken advantage of and kind of gotten a lot of good rulings. Right. He was able to access more evidence than he could in the English, in the England case.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know if our rules are more permissive here, but I just think he fought a little harder and was able to do the pre-trial motions, and he won many of them, most of them evidentiary.
Right, and this is based out of Virginia, right? And why is it based out of Virginia?
Because it was the Washington Post that she did the op-ed, Heard did the op-ed in.
Right.
And when she did the op-ed, she was talking about being a victim of domestic violence in her previous relationship and marriage. And she never named Depp, you know, specifically, but she's only been married once. So, you know, by just factually, it couldn't have been anybody else.
Implication, right. So that's why Johnny Depp sues for liable defamation, right?
He sues for defamation,
right.
And he sues her for $50 million. She countersues him for $100 million, claiming that he and his friends and different people helped to put her out of jobs. In other words, was trying to blacklist her from Hollywood and doing all this stuff.
I think the thing is, and Denise, you and I, Todd, have talked about this many times, is I don't think, you know, we always say, you know, publicity is good, right, to some degree, but this one's not. I mean, it's hurting both of them. And I don't know what the situation is. What's interesting is when they got a divorce, I think it was 2016, the divorce papers Amber Heard actually wrote, they put statements out, and Amber Heard, I got to find that statement, exactly what she said was basically, you know, and again, this is stuff they're doing just to try to probably stop the, you know, poor publicity, but basically said, and I'm going to find it during.
Is that what she was saying about the op-ed piece?
She basically said, you know, we put our bygones to bygones, and, you know, there's, I'm going to find it. I'll find it in a second. But Johnny and I have, you know, kind of mended fences, and, you know, we basically the allegations on both sides, are, you know.
This was at the divorce.
At the divorce, yeah.
Yeah,
Can you find that?
Neither party has made false accusations for financial gain. There was never any intent of physical or emotional harm. Amber wishes the best for Johnny in the future. So that was what the joint statement came out as. And then she also said she was going to
was that
donate.
Joint statement or was that her?
That was a joint statement.
Okay.
Yeah, the settlement statement they jointly issued.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So that's important, though, that I'm sure plaintiff's counsel is going to bring that up and said, look what was said, and you signed off on this, Amber, and it said nothing occurred, right?
Exactly.
But let's read it carefully. Let's back up. Read it one more time. Here's my lawyering on it.
Go ahead. So listen for lawyer weasel talk
this is lawyer. Read it again.
Neither party
right.
has made false accusations for financial gain.
Keep going. The next one, not yet.
There was never any intent.
Stop. Intent. Keep going.
Of physical or emotional harm.
Stop right there. Intent. Well, maybe I accidentally, on a rage, did something wrong, but it said no intent, right? So that's interesting. I just think, again, I'm a lawyer and I'm using, words are very important. So maybe the defense can argue, Cal.
That financial gain thing.
Yeah, but they said no. But defense, if Johnny Depp brings this up in the case, look, Amber, this was a statement that you said and you brought up with me.
Did you mean it or did you not?
Were you lying?
Right.
And then I guess Johnny Depp's, Amber Heard's lawyer is going to say, well, it said intent, Mr. Depp. Didn't mean you had intended to. You're just so out, you know, maybe. That's what I'm saying. This could be an argument for them.
Nor does it say fault. Denise, it says false claims for financial gain. Does that mean, well, maybe they made false claims for some other reason?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. Okay. I could attack both of these, and it would perhaps work against Amber Heard, but it also could work against Johnny Depp because he ended up paying her $7 million, and we don't know if that was a correct figure based upon, you know, community property laws or whatever. He might have paid to get rid of it.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Who knows what's going on? But let's move on. So what's going on in this case? It's in Virginia. It's already started. Their opening statements occurred. Look, Amber Heard's arguing, number one, it's true what I said. Number two, Amber Heard's attorneys are arguing, hey, she's got a First Amendment right. This is about a First Amendment right for speech, right? If she wants to, you know, say something, she has the right to say something. Well, that's...
It's going to come down to whether or not it's true.
Yeah.
That is what it's going to come down to.
Right.
If the jury finds that there was even one incident of domestic violence, then I do think that Depp is going to lose.
It's a tough case to win.
This one, you have to understand, she could be a victim of domestic violence, and she also could be a perpetrator at the same time.
But let's assume she was a perpetrator, Denise. She still wins if it showed Johnny was a perpetrator also.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And Johnny's in a no win.
Well, I think he could if he... This depends what happens. So let me tell you, what happens in cases like this is they both have opening statements, and then the plaintiff goes first, and defense cross-examines, but then defense puts their witnesses on, and then cross-examination.
Redirect.
Or new witnesses. They're
put on their actual defense,
yeah, their
right?
Defense. Yeah. So what's happening now is it's Johnny Depp's putting stuff down. So right now, the way I read it and hear it, Johnny Depp's winning. I mean, there's no doubt Johnny Depp is winning at this point. But it doesn't matter because defense hasn't put up their defense yet, right? And so Johnny Depp is putting up people most favorable to him. So the first witness that's very interesting, and like I said, a lot of this just harms, you know.
The two of them. I think this is going to be like a standoff. I don't think anybody's going to win.
Why would they do this? This seems like an awful lot of trouble
and
expense.
If a mediator's there, this is all it's going to come down to. I think Johnny Depp would back down if Amber Heard would say something or recount something. And the problem is how does she recount that? How do you say that? Even if it's true, how do you settle something like this, right? Because it's all about settlement. Settlement is important. We believe in settling things out. But, Denise, how do you...
I think Johnny Depp made a huge mistake. Johnny Depp had said, because he was up for that, to be the main person in the incredible beast thing. I can't remember the name of it. But
who's the author?
It's the same one.
The J.K.
Yes.
Rowling book?
Yes, exactly. And so he had said when he was going to win, he thought the Sun suit, that he would be able to clear his name. And as a backup plan, he had this suit in Virginia against Heard for defamation, the same thing that he sued the Sun for. And I do think he made just a very poor decision to kind of hang everything onto this. I get this part if I can clean my name.
Well, when we come back, first witness up, Kate James, we're going to talk about. We'll be back.
There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on many of your favorite local radio stations. And remember, if they should decide to jump out one of the hours, you can always go to RadioLawTalk.com and listen to the rest of the show live and go back and stream all of our previous episodes. And it's all free on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Learn how thousands of...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You are a loser. Stop whining.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
And now here are Fred and Denise for the final segment of Hour Number 1 for Radio Law Talk.
How can you not just love listening to our segments? This is so now the okay. So we got the testimony in Virginia, and the first person up, or the second, but one second. Of the second one. The first one was his friend. But yes. Let's talk about Kate James. Is up on the stand. Actually, not on the stand. She is by video deposition.
And, yeah, how can that be? I thought people had to be in person at a trial.
That's a great question. So what happens is, and I'm going to say pre-COVID and post-COVID. Pre-COVID, what happens is a lot of times people can't make it to trial. Witness can't make it. An expert can't make it. The first thing to do is parties can stipulate to allowing the deposition to be taken at an earlier date. Plaintiff, you know, puts them like, it's just like a court puts them on, you know, examines them, and then the defense cross-examines them, and they can play that video at trial. I did that one time way back when, but that's not, it wasn't as, it was more rare.
Yeah, I think what's really important here is that everybody has a right to confront their accusers, right?
Right.
That's kind of the idea when you have witnesses. So when you do a videotape deposition, the key is that all parties have to have a chance and the opportunity to be a part of that deposition in order for it to be entered. And if the witness is unavailable, like out of the state, that they can't be subpoenaed for trial, that's unavailability in many states. So that could be a part of it, and they could have stipulated as well.
Yeah, the other thing is oh, well, they can, their accusers, they can confront them. Well, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard could have shown up to that deposition. They had the right to sit there, you know, the deposition. And defense counsel, in this case, this is plaintiff's witness or Johnny Depp's witness, they had the right to cross-examine. Now, the big question is, you know, talking about details that might be boring to you, but it's very important. What happens if there's an objection, right? And they're taking this deposition, and the judge isn't there. Well, there's two options. You can have a referee there to handle that, those objections. You can both agree to a referee. Or what happens is later on, you play the tape, and if there's objections, the judge listens to the objections, and they just edit it out.
That's right.
And that's what happens. So,
and then they take out that portion and does not go before the jury if right. The objection is sustained.
That's exactly right. And they play it. It's like a video. They just play the video. And what's interesting is post-COVID, there's more of these, Denise, than there used to be. Believe me, it was more
it's
rare.
Easier. It's definitely easier.
Right, right.
Because, quite honestly, I don't think that the remote witnesses is going to go away, and especially for expert witnesses, guys. It saves the party so much money if that expert does not travel, does not have to charge, you know, mileage and travel costs and hotel rooms and all those things, and they can just testify from the ease of their office. I see it all the time.
I think that's a great idea. I think it's turned out great. Okay, so this is Kate James. She is Amber Heard's former personal assistant. She did everything from getting her laundry to talking to her agents to basically, you know, taking care of her day-to-day stuff. And she was, during the time of the marriage, she was her personal assistant.
And she was her personal assistant a couple years before, too.
Right, that's exactly right.
So I think
right.
She was a total of 3 years, her personal assistant, making $25 an hour, guys.
Yes, wow. And let me tell you, it's what's interesting is, boy, she does not like Amber Heard. This is her testimony. So, first of all, she said that Heard once spit on her because she asked her for a raise. And she spit on her.
In her face.
In her face, yeah. And so this is starting off great for Amber Heard.
Isn't that domestic violence?
Yeah, that
can be.
Yeah. Can be. That's
that
exactly
can be.
Right.
Wow.
And she said,
this is the witness, Kate James, is saying that she has fits, that is Amber Heard, fits of blind rage, incoherent, you know, wait, often drunk, et cetera, et cetera.
Or high.
Yeah, or high. And this is what she's saying. Depp, on the other hand, she said, is more calm, almost shy kind of type of person. She said he's like a southern gentleman. This is not good. Don't forget, Johnny Depp puts his case on first. And then he talks about...
But this is really damaging to Heard, because this was her personal assistant. I mean, they may even have had a non-disclosure agreement contract. This really does hurt Heard,
I think. And then not only that, she testifies that Heard was frequently intoxicated and verbally abusive, even to her own mother or sister, and treated them like, quote, dogs, is what she said. Poor sister was treated like a dog. So that's some damaging stuff that's coming up against her. And she also says that she remembered that she forgot to... Okay, apparently something to the effect, she had this assistant go out and grab magazines that she didn't want Johnny Depp to see about her. She testified she put some in the garage. Well, she forgot one time, and she said that Heard went into a, quote, blind rage when she forgot to do it and treated her, you know, she was verbally abusive to her is what she's saying.
Yeah, and then her assistant also said that Heard was very insecure, that there was a point where she wasn't with Johnny Depp and she was very insecure about it, that she was on the streets in New York just crying her eyes out,
right.
And that she, as her assistant, she was trying to protect her and said, go inside, don't let the paparazzi see you outside crying like this.
Right.
This isn't good for your career. And, you know, kind of the implication there is that she had a natural distrust of Johnny Depp and that she couldn't control her emotions.
Right. Well, there is cross-examination of her. And, you know, one of it is like they show her a text from Johnny Depp that says, talks about a spot of purple, text message that Depp sent to her after the split up, and Depp's text read, "Come over for a spot of purple and we'll fix her. Flabby, blankety blank, nice and good." And so, actually, I don't know if she was prepped or what, but her answer was, "I don't want to speculate. I don't know what Johnny was thinking."
Yeah, he talks a lot in the abstract, and you don't always know what he's talking about.
Right.
So she was asked, "What's a spot of purple?" And I thought it was, like, going to be blotter acid or some kind of drug, honestly. But they said, was it wine? And she says, "I don't know."
Yeah, and she kind of said he talks kind of in abstract sometimes.
In abstract, and in an English way, in an English sort of way. He actually has a different mannerism.
Yeah, so then she gets down, and obviously there's some, cross-examination. But the one that's interesting is a friend of Depp's that lived in the same complex as Amber Heard and Depp. And his name is Isaac Baruch Barak, B-A-R-U-C-H, I don't know how to say it. A longtime friend, lived next door. Apparently, Depp had hired him to paint some stuff for him. And it was only supposed to be a month, but it ended up for years that he was in the area, and he hung out with them, apparently, and knew them, knew Amber pretty well. And the most important part of his testimony and why he's important is talking about the main issue that Amber Heard argues is that Johnny Depp threw a phone at her and hit her, and she's got a picture of a bruise on her near her eye.
And this is a guy that is a direct percipient witness. That means he directly saw Heard right after this event happened when she told him about it, and he was searching her face and did not see any type of bruise or anything on her face. And he saw her right after the event was alleged to occur, and also the next morning in a well-lit lobby. Never saw any kind of marks on her face. And he also said that he did not see any makeup on her face. Of course, he was kind of discredited by, could it have been, L'Oreal Cosmetic or, all this kind of makeup stuff, and he wouldn't know anything about it. But he was compelling.
I think he's compelling because she mentions it, and he got right up to her face. He said, and this is a quote, "She got her face out like this to show me, and I'm looking, and I inspected her face." And he said, "There was nothing there." He said, "I don't see anything. I don't see a cut, a bruise, swelling, or redness." So that is pretty damning about Amber Heard and her allegation. We're going to talk more about the allegations hour two. Hang on to hour two. If they are not showing, if you only got 1 hour of our show and they're going to switch to some baseball game, go to RadioLawTalk.com and hit listen live, and then you can listen to our hour two.
Yep, and remember, like your radio, it's all free, which is important. So Radio Law Talk will continue at 6 minutes after the next hour. So whether you join us on air, which we hope, or online, it's all good. We'll see you there. This is Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.